Philippines, it's my first love, but now Australia is my home.
Ito ang masayang pagbahagi ng 70 years old na founder at presidente ng Yang and District Multicultural Association Incorporated na si Josefina de Guzman Johnson na tubong Pangasinan. Nakarating ito sa Yang, New South Wales taong 1983 matapos makapag-asawa ng isang Australian. Kwento niya, sa pagkakaalam niya, siya ang unang Pinoy na napunta sa lugar at sa pagsisimula ng kanyang buhay sa regional area. Nakatira siya sa isang farm kasama ang asawa. Dito niya naranasan na parang bumalik lang siya sa kanyang buhay probinsya sa Pilipinas.
Pag nasa regional area ka, I feel that mas madali kang makapag-adapt sa mga para kang nasa parang mahahanap mo ang you can see the life of being like in the Philippines. Friendship is there, hospitality is there. Madali kang makapag-experience ng if you reach out, you will get all those things being like nasa Pilipinas. The closeness of the community, you will experience it being there.
Subalit kwento niya, kahit pasanay ito sa buhay probinsya, may panahon na nangungulila ito sa pamilya at makipag-socialize sa ibang tao.
Dumating ako, yung bang isolation, you don't have any neighbors where I live. I live my next door neighbor, my next neighbor was about 3 miles away.
My husband had made sure that, yung bang
inintroduce ako sa mga family niya, my mom is my mother na rin, parang mabait yung biyanan ko, yung mga in-laws ko, they are very nice to me. And then, lahat naman ng
gusto ko, like going to church is the one, sumasama siya sa akin and stuff like that. And yeah,
Afterwards, naging buntis ako. So, I got magmaganap. So, nagkaroon ako ng full-time na maging mother. Yun ang libangan ko.
Dagdag nito, may mga panahon na kinakailangan niyang pumunta sa daan para makakita at makausap ng iba. Naging pahirapan din kay Josie nung naglilihi ito sa panganay na anak.
Nung nagbubuntis ako, talagang nangulila ko sa mga Philippine foods.
Ang ginawa ko, di ba, bili ka ng yung gusto kong magtinola. Yeah, ayan, bumili ako ng manok. Kasi marunong naman akong magluto. I was a nutritionist in the Philippines.
So, I could do a versatile cooking. But, yung talagang, manulila ka sa pagkain. So, sabi ko sa nanay ko, Nay, gusto kong kumain ng baguo. Kasi pag nasinan ako eh. Gusto ko yung baguog na alamang, ay baguog na inatin. Tapos gusto ko yung mangga. Tapos gusto ko yung tuyo. Aba, nagpadala si nanay ko sa parcel post. Maraming mga yung aming post office bag.
Ay, maraming langaw na dinubog daw, ang daming langaw daw. Kasi yung baguog, at saka yung tuyo, nangangamoy.
Pero dahil sa sobrang mahal siya ng asawa, sinuportahan ito sa kanyang gusto. Para maging madali ang kanyang buhay, tinuruan itong mag-drive ng sasakyan.
Yeah, I don't drive before, but then after I get my license, just after I get pregnant. So, yeah. Sabi ng asawa ko, no, you don't have to work. Sabi ng ganun.
Yung gusto ko pa rin mag-work.
When the kids is starting to go to school, I have to make sure that I will be there to take them to the bus stop.
So my kids go to school in town is about 30 minutes
drive
from the farm to the town. Yeah. So from our farmhouse to the bus stop and the kids is about 5 minutes drive. So I have to make sure na kailangan ihahatid ko sila sa bus stop. Yung maliit ko, yung bata pa yung maliit ko, pumunta kami sa preschool at least once a week Nagbabak siya. May hahatid namin siya sa basta. Magsusundo, maghahatid. So it's a full-time mother. I find it now is very rewarding for me. Yeah.
Hanggang sa dumating ang panahon na nagsimula na siyang makipag-ugnayan sa mga kababayang Pilipino. Pati sila mag-asawa ay may panahon na nag-host na din ng event kasama ang mga ito.
So I only find some Filipino community in Canberra.
Yun ang first time kong ano, I was very happy. Pendant ako noon sa first baby ko.
I want to go to Canberra Hospital to have ultrasound, I think, yeah, ultrasound. And then we went to shopping mall, going home, and we did shopping to get our stocks and stuff. And there was, a couple, Filipino and a husband, Australian, and they're pushing a baby. And he said, kumusta? From the time I started to befriend with them, visiting them and join their Filipino community. We have their which link to the embassy.
Filipino community in Canberra, which they always have
a party for with the Independence Day or the ambassador or the president is coming. They invite me to go there to the embassy or to go there in Independence Day or Valentine's Day. So I join their community on their parties. Doon lang ako nakakapag-experience ng fun. Oh, masaya. Oh, yeah, really. I'm not sure that always, yeah. So, ginagawa ng asawa ko. So, if we have the gathering, we book in a hotel and stay there for 2 nights and stuff like that. And we join the community and stuff like that, yeah.
It's that's the start
my social life then. My husband have yung bang ano yung
bangong Tagalog I use that for to make like a dressy bangong Tagalog with a skirt or yeah something like that.
And sometimes because that time we make some I make my own Filipino dress as well. So. Yeah, and then sometimes when I go home in the Philippines, yun, bibili na ako.
Sa ilang dekada niyang pagtira sa regional area, sayang at makasalamuha ang mga tao sa Hilltop Region. Kwento ni Josie, nagustuhan niya ang buhay dito. Pati mga kapatid ay nakumbinsi nitong lumipat doon. Bagay na gusto din niyang maranasan ng mga kababayan dahil sa mas dumaraming oportunidad.
Young is rapidly exploding in Filipino community.
Wow.
We have a lot of migration of skilled workers coming in to the community. The employer here get some people in we have the abattoir. Abattoir is the employer a lot of Filipinos that came from Philippines. That's what the abattoir. And then it still works, it's still fabrication. There are all Filipino workers there. The aged care, Filipino community, a lot of Filipino migrants and other migrants. The hospital, farm workers, especially even the farm workers, the cherry pickers, or even the farm workers, they also have Filipino. We got some the poultry, livestock, poultry, the piggery. We have a lot of industries here in the young area and surround, call it the Hilltops region. Yun ang mga job opportunities. And mostly, yung mga dumadating dito na mga skilled workers at saka work visa, after that, makabilit silang makakuha ng kanilang mga permanent visa.
At sa panahon ngayon na mas mahal na ang presyo ng bahay, ibinahagi ni Josie mas madaling makapag-ipon sa regional area at makabili ng sariling bahay.
Cheaper lifestyle in here. Mura lang renta.
Hindi magastos dahil hindi ka palagi sa mall, shopping mall.
Walang temptation.
But I think you can save a lot. You can buy your own house. Yung area is 2 hours away from every capital city. That's why it's easier to drive. Madali lang. You won't be isolated from the city. So,
Malapit lang. Oh, 2 hours to Kendra, 2 hours to Baguazhang City, 2 hours to Orange City, and 2 hours to Batras. It's 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and you have to see me.
Kung karamihan sa mga bagong migrants sa Australia, sa paso nakatanim ang gulay dahil sa unit o apartment ito nakatira. Sa probinsya, ibang produkto, libre dahil may mga hardin.
Ay, naku, I have a big garden. That's why I'm busy in my farm. Yeah. Well, stop. Kaya kante kanina, may nag-happen sa akin ng saluyo. Ayan, nagawa ako ng ano, dahil they will share each other the produce. Yan ang isa din sa mga ano. Oo. Kaya you can make you can madami kang matatanim ng garden dito.
Pwede kang magtanim mag ano ng isa yung sarili. If you live away from the plant,
you can have your own chicken. Pwede kang magkaroon ng small farm or ano. At saka ang buhay dito, it's not, I really like the life because I'm not yung hindi lang sa community ng Pilipino, it's iba't ibang yung finality. And they appreciate the Filipino lifestyle. Dahil tayo daw nila socialize and we always care for each other. We admire at ina-admire nila ang ating culture na Pilipino.
Higit sa lahat, sabi ni Josie, parang nasa Pilipinas lang din dahil marami ang oras para sa pamilya.
Ang buhay nito is slow pace. Oo. Because wala ka naman traffic na ano eh. You don't beat the traffic. And then you get plenty of time to your family and friends. Yung bang friendship. Ano. Dito, oh, hello. But everyone here say hello to you. And if you are new people, if you are a family.
Dahil sa mas tumataas na ang bilang ng mga Pinoy sa lugar, marami na din kaganapan ang komunidad tulad ng mga festivals.
Hanggang ngayon, everyday, maya may mga Pilipino. Dito kami kumita, magchichikahan, kainan, upatuan, gano'n. Walang ano, mga, halos may mga hanggang kami especially yung mga retired community, retired, pero mostly sa Pilipino community that I have, once a week dahil maraming Pilipino that goes to the church.
At sa pagdiriwang ng Harmony Day nitong buwan ng Marso, ang Young and District Multicultural Association Incorporated ay magsasagawa ng gala dinner sa darating na Sabado, March 23.
So this is our third annual event, which we will be holding at the Young Services Club on March 23.
So we have a lot of entertainers and Nepalese dancers. It's mostly this is for the multicultural community, in which coincide with the Harmony Week, because we are all migrants. So I wanted to get everyone in the community to come here and celebrate our diversity. This is the time where we could say that we belong. And we are here, we are part of the community, so we have to celebrate it together.
Bilang isang community leader, mithiin ang kanilang grupo, makatulong sa mga bagong salta sa Australia.
My organization is a platform for newcomers to impact on sila ng mga kaibigan, kadamayan. Just reach out there and we will put them to different friends or network or help or anything. That's where we are. Goal in my multicultural community organization.
Ang Young ay kilalang cherry capital ng Australia at taon-taon nagdadaos ng National Cherry Festival. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.